Phil Vitale from the Tribune. Thanks for coming in today, as always.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to meet you officially. I know you're here with John Williams usually at this time slot. And I got to say, I'm looking forward to this, Phil, because I am probably the least foodie person that is out there.
I see.
But I still, when you say you see, as in like you looked
at me.
I thought you looked me up and down.
I understand exactly. No wonder. No wonder you're in shape. You're not eating enough.
But I always enjoy reading your reviews. And
thank you.
The one that we wanted to talk about today, the one food that I will go a little foodie on because I spent some time living on the boot, is Italian food. And you had a great review out. Tell us about the joint that you reviewed just recently.
Next has been around for, 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Three times a year, they completely change their format. Just they'll go. Their first ever menu was called Paris 1906, and they followed cookbooks by Escoffier and just fashioned a thing like that. A few years back, they did something called Ancient Rome, where they found ancient writing, a collection of ancient recipes, and as best they could, recreated or reinterpreted those.
That's cool.
Back then, measurements were just like, take some of this and take some of that, you know, add this.
Is that why it's called Next? Because it's just like, because all right, what's new? What's next?
Right, well, because, and also because it was the following concept to Alinea, which is the same people.
Yeah.
So that's what came next.
Okay.
And this time they just did Italia,
uh-huh.
Which makes sense. They do three menus. This is basically the summer menu, and they usually find something that's maybe a little more accessible, a little more fun, and one that best plays for the season because you start the menu, say, now,
mm-hmm.
and what's available in the market now is going to be completely different in 6 weeks, and it's going to change again in another 6 weeks because it's a time of great change when the tomatoes come in,
mm-hmm.
and right now the morels are in, they're on their way out, and things like that. So they put together a menu just celebrating Italian, mm-hmm. Italia, Italy, and in a certain extent, Italian-American cooking.
Do they focus on a certain region of Italy?
No, they've done that in the past.
Uh-huh.
They did a Sicily menu in their third year out. But this year, they just went with just the cuisine itself, which is either really plenty of room to experiment or enough room,
uh-huh.
to hang yourself, depending on how you do it.
Oh, right, exactly. You take a leap like that and you give yourself the whole breadth of the island, or it's the island, the boot, you could get in real trouble. I will say, this is just a quick aside, so I got to study abroad in northern Italy, Verona, when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there thinking I was going to get all spaghetti and meatballs and meat sauce because that's what I grew up on. And I was sorely disappointed,
yes.
that it's so much fish and so much seafood,
mm-hmm.
on the menus. Obviously, it was only an hour west of Venice, so I guess it made sense. But I didn't think of that before I went.
Right. I mean, Italy is so long that,
yes.
So when you get up to the area that's closer to Switzerland, the menu changes a lot more. They're actually raising some beef and they're doing a lot of cheese up there, and not so much tomatoes that you find further. And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it used to be 30 years ago, if you said you were going to an Italian menu restaurant, you would they'd say, well, was it Northern Italian or Southern Italian? And
mm-hmm.
they'd want to know because it would inform it. And now everything is there's so much crossover that
it doesn't
matter anymore.
Anything specific you recommend if we're going to stop by next? Or?
Well, next you just sign up for the whole menu. Yeah, that's what you do.
Well, that's nice.
But they start off right away. They just let you know you're in for something a little different. They have the antipasti course, which everybody has an antipasti course.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, 6, 7, 8 plates drop down on your table, and they just cover everything. So, you'll have little bits of crostini here with the three different kinds with different their toppings, like tapenade or a veal tongue on top of one, and broccoli rabe with garlic on the other. And then over there's some fried zucchini blossoms that have been deep fried, but they're topped with a little caviar because this is next after all.
Right.
And they're telling you we're doing it the big way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of fluke. Crudo, a little raw fish over there, a little bit of some pan-roasted scampi, and all of this, and then the big loaf of focaccia with a big bowl of burrata cheese.
Oh, man, now you got me.
Yeah, that's the first course. You know, got eight more to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to pace yourself. Too late.
Yeah.
And then they throw in some then they'll throw in a then they'll throw in one pasta course and then cut over to a different fish and then back to a double pasta course because they're trying to recreate the the idea of family style dining.
Yeah.
You know, because in a lot of restaurants and even at home, when pasta comes out, it's not one pasta.
Yeah.
It's a couple of pastas.
Yeah, pasta.
Two big balls
scoop
and you pass them around.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what they did here with
cool.
with two different ones. And the ones they did were cool, but they're not going to be the same tonight.
Really?
For
every couple of nights or every night they change it on
they
up?
They change it up.
That's
nice. And then they'll probably be a huge revamp in a few weeks when, if nothing else, the mushrooms they're using now are not going to be around and new mushrooms are coming in. So you'll have a little of that and a little less of that. And yeah, this is the kind of menu that they get to play with.
How many courses did we get through? I just lost count.
I think we got eight or nine. It depends on what you think. I think it's nine, although I counted as eight because the last two desserts arrive at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So that's just
they're
one course.
Joint in
it's
one.
Still two desserts, though.
And so you order the whole menu there. How much does that set you back? That's always what I'm looking at when I'm looking at a restaurant.
Right. This is one of the most expensive restaurants around.
Wow.
In this case, because they're on this online system known as Tock, they're able to change the price depending on the day.
Oh, really?
So if you go midweek,
yeah,
the meal would be say $145.
Yeah,
same meal on a Saturday night prime time is going to be $185.
Wow. So that's a disadvantage if you're looking to go out on one of those prime time nights, but that does give you a possibility on one of the weeknights.
It makes it a lot more accessible,
yeah.
And it's actually very clever. Like anything else, there are lots of other businesses that if you show up on off hours, you're going to get a bit of a break.
Yeah,
and that's how they play it here too.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on what. And then there's also, that's the basic, and then there's a kitchen table. They only seat it once, maybe twice in a night, and that'll hold about six or eight people, and you book that. That's going to be a little more expensive
mm-hmm.
because you get stuff at the kitchen table
that
nobody gets over there. You get more stuff.
Oh.
And then there's the
after nine courses, I'd want a little bit more stuff.
A little
stuff.
Bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what, nine courses?
Yeah,
that's all I'm getting? And then there's also one for us for smaller parties where you just have your own room and they just take care of you. And that's going to be a little more expensive, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got your own room.
Some drinking, too, I associate with this, probably.
Yes, yes. They have different tastes. They have tastings. They have tastings at four levels. There is what they call the water tasting,
okay.
Which is free. Thank you
yes,
very much.
That's wonderful.
And then there's a non-alcoholic. And then there's usually two or three different wine flights or sometimes a combination of wine and cocktail or whatever. But, you know, beverage pairings is more sensible than just assuming it's a wine pairing.
Man, the growth in flights, whether it's wine or beer, has such been a great thing for restaurants to do because I'm always someone that, you know, just likes a little bit of each one. I don't
right.
know which one I'm going to pick, and if I hate it, I'm going to be like, oh, God, I ordered the bottle, or at least even a whole glass sometimes.
Right.
I got to get through that.
Or you've got a bottle that works great with that veal,
right.
and you've still got some leftover, and now comes a course that's not so great with.
Right.
So sometimes, especially when in a place such as Next, when I'm not exactly sure what's coming, and I should mention, you don't get the menu at the start of the meal.
Oh, wow.
You
so
get
you don't
the menu
know.
At the end of the meal.
To
so
recap.
You can remember what you had. You could take that back with you, but they don't give you anything to start. You just sit there and stuff just starts to happen.
Here's a little of a foodie I am. I'll just order when I'm at a sushi place. I'll just point to a bunch of things. I have no idea what it is. And if
mm-hmm.
you were to lay them all out in front of me, I would never be able to tell you which one was which.
Right. Well, once it's cut up, it's pretty darn hard.
That's true. Okay. So you're making me feel better.
Yeah. I mean, salmon is pretty clearly salmon.
Right.
And some of the others, but you know, you get a piece of fluke. It's translucent.
It's pretty obvious, yes.
You can see, I can see myself. I can see through this practically.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I'm not going to know for sure it's fluke. I mean, there's certain fish that always show up all the time. So,
right.
you know, it's like it's salmon, tuna, hamachi, yellowtail. Okay, those are your sacred quartet that's
mm-hmm.
going to show up in any collection. And then they throw in a few other things. But it's always nice to, what's fun with me, because, of course, Chicago Tribune pays for my meals,
right, yes.
which is way fun,
yeah,
is
that's
to
super
just,
fun.
Is just require, I just request omakase, which is when the chef just
surprises you.
He just gives you stuff.
Where's Next at again? For those that
Next
are wondering,
Next is at is in the Fulton Market District. Of course, one of the early arrivals out there. Actually, it's 953 West, which is the actual address, but it is essentially the corner of Morgan and Fulton Market.
That's right over there by the new L stop there too. All right, now's your chance to call or text in for Phil's Flash Fry. I'm excited to play this with your favorite dishes and restaurants in Chicago, and Phil will give you his take on those dishes and choice spots. Oh, there we go.
There we go. My vegetables, I'm gonna chop down. My
720 WGN. This is Phil's Flash Fry. Phil, have you ever like gotten a call from one of our viewers? And by the way, they can all chime in, 312-981-7200. And you said, oh, after you heard about it, you're like, I have got to check that out. And you go ahead and
sure.
do it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. No, it doesn't happen.
People so you say, look at this as homework in sort of a way.
Right. I look at it as people doing my homework for me. That's how I look at it.
312-981. Is it just city or is it city and suburbs,
city
too?
City and suburbs. Tell Phil where to go and be careful with your first answer.
Right. You know, one of my favorite places, this might be so below your level, Phil, I don't even know, is one of my favorite burgers in town. I used to live in the West Ukrainian Village. Fatso's Last Stand.
Oh, yeah. That
on Chicago Avenue.
Yeah. That's a friend of mine used to work near there, and her entire staff would send out for Fatso's on one day a week, and they just send whoever's lowest on the totem pole said go get them.
Yes, go get a
bring
bunch
them
of
back
Fatso's.
And don't take too much time because mm-hmm. I want them warm.
815 chimes in the Carolina Pork from Pearl's Southern Comfort in Edgewater.
Oh, okay,
all right,
yeah, that's a nice place. So which
I think the place is called Pearl's Southern Comfort.
Right.
It's over in the Edgewater neighborhood.
And what was the dish you
recommended? Carolina pork.
Oh, nice.
So I imagine maybe a pulled pork with Carolina sauce, maybe?
Right. Which is going to be a little more vinegary than the tangy, sweet Memphis-style sauce that Chicagoans like or are accustomed to.
I love a good... If I'm going to choose between pulled pork, you know, when you choose your sauces for a sandwich, I'm always going Carolina. I love that vinegar. Mm-hmm. Love the little...
First time I was in the Carolinas, asked for barbecue, and I said, okay, well, let's get some barbecue.
Uh-huh.
I said, where's the bones? He says, there's no bones in barbecue. Okay. And where's the tomato sauce? There's no tomato sauce.
Right.
This is Carolina barbecue. It's like, what, doesn't go on a grill? No, it doesn't go on a grill. It goes in a smoker.
It's a smoker,
what
exactly.
What is the matter
for
with
like,
you?
For like a day and a half or something
yeah.
like that. 312-981-7200. Get your picks in. Okay, I got to ask, we're talking about barbecue. Have you ever been down to Champaign-Urbana? You ever make your way down there?
Sure,
Interstate 57?
Sure. My wife did her doctorate work down there,
yeah.
so I goes there quite a bit.
There's a place called Black Dog Barbecue. It's in Urbana, and now they just opened up a new place in Champaign, too.
Ooh.
Get anything you want there, but the tips are going to be the best you've had. I can promise you, Phil.
I guess that's recent. I'm guessing. My older boy graduated from U of I around 2009.
Yeah, it's right around then.
And that's
the
about the last time I was there for the graduation.
I just said 2 hours south on 57. You'll get it. You keep on going at 57. I've always wondered about this. You've been down to Memphis for barbecue, Phil?
Yeah.
Can you tell we're in my wheelhouse now with barbecue?
Right,
it's like the one thing
okay.
I know about.
No, Memphis is a great town for that. The first time I was down there, took the kids. They were pretty young, and we just got to our hotel, and it just the skies just opened. It was just coming down in sheets. But there was a barbecue place right across the street, so
mm-hmm.
that was our pick for the day. So one of us drowned, went out there, and got the
mm-hmm.
blanking on the name, but they had red, white, and blue part of their logo as one of the big three. Corky's.
You go.
That was my first exposure to Corky's. Their first exposure to pulled pork, and they fell in love.
That's
just
a good
right
start.
There on the floor of the Holiday Inn, while the skies.
Yeah, exactly. 312-981-7200. Call or text on in. I also saw in the trip, I saw a couple of your picks in there. You guys did reviews of Small Bites, which a bunch of appetizer courses. I don't know if they just put together.
Yeah, we've been doing it all month. Yeah.
Yeah.
One feature a day. And mm-hmm. We sent the whole team goes out, so everybody kicks in. I did like maybe two.
Yeah, I
and
saw
it. Everybody else did everything else, so it was great.
Nachos is more my speed. Let's go to Tony. Tony, how's it going?
Hey, good. Hey, just heard you mention Black Dog. I'm calling from Champaign-Urbana. While you're coming down this way, you might as well have the best Chicago pizza, too, while you're down here.
Ah,
and where is it at? Is it called?
That's Papa Del's.
Oh, Phil,
yeah.
Come on. You got to know Papa Del's.
Yeah, that's been... Yeah, that's when I was down in Champaign.
Yeah, right.
Going to Papa Del's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
yeah,
go ahead, Tony.
I had Pequot's for the first time a month and a half ago, and I tell you what, it's got nothing on Papa Del's.
I would agree with that, but that's my own
other
personal
than opinion. Being extremely overpriced.
Tony, thanks so much for the phone call. We appreciate it. Got a text from Berwyn. Smoked chicken wings, Cigars and Stripes. So I bet the place is called Cigars and Stripes in Berwyn. Smoked chicken wings.
Well, I've been to Berwyn recently, but I'm not familiar with Cigars and Stripes.
Mm-hmm.
Great name for a
mm-hmm.
restaurant. And smoked chicken wing. Well, you're going to smoke the cigars, you might as well smoke the weed as well, right?
I agree with that. Let's go to Sue. Sue, what do you got for Phil here?
Hey, I'd love him to venture out to the way to the northwest side at 5310 West Devon, City's Edge, for the best barbecue. Great smoked pulled pork, chicken, and brisket's fantastic.
I got to ask Sue, do you run City's Edge? You said you had that pitch ready to go.
Oh, no, I don't, but I am. It's my son.
Ah, that's wonderful.
Personal. Okay.
You're a good mom. You're a good mom.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thank you so much, Sue. Got another text. Heading to KC, Kansas City for the weekend, seeking any Phil suggestions if he has them. Favorite barbecue joint in Kansas City if you made it down there.
I have. Now, I'm blanking on what there was a... There was a place that had something. It has the number 39 in it.
Okay.
Something 39. It's a little more. It's so nice inside that you start thinking this can't be authentic. Mm-hmm. I'm way too comfortable.
Right.
It's way too clean. I'm not happy. But they do very good Q, and I am absolutely addicted to their sauce. And what's driving me nuts is that they don't sell outside their restaurant.
So it's just so there.
I can call, I can mail, but no, I can't get. You got to be there to get it.
Google it. Something 39 in KC. And the last one I'll give you, a small place in Highland Park, Onion Garden. Great healthy food. Szechuan. How do I say that? Szechuan sauce.
Szechuan.
On their wellness plates. Also many vegan options.
Yeah, it sounds like it with Onion Garden. Like it. So it's all vegetarian.
I don't know. They didn't say that, but they say a lot of vegan offens. Options. So there you go. Phil, it's always great when you stop by. Thanks for coming in, even when it's a pinch hitter. I appreciate it.
I was glad to do it.
And you got some homework for yourself.